Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Dr. John DeMartini. You may have heard of the term universal law, or natural law, or human law. I'd like to distinguish those for a second. A universal law is something that's obviously anywhere in the universe we look, it's there. Universal law of gravity. That's one. But you also have natural laws that are playing on the earth that occur. And you have also human laws that we've made. Universal laws are inviolable. We don't break them. If we jump off a building, we're going to come crashing to the ground. Gravity is going to pull us to the earth. The universal law of gravitational constant is going to pull us down at a rate that's predictable. And if we try to hold our arms up all day long, we're going to have a certain effect, the weight. And if we gain weight, we're going to have a certain effect on our joints. So you're not going to violate universal law. But human laws, you violate regularly. Let me give an example. Let's say you make up a law, a moral law, about thou shalt be this way. You know, be nice, don't be mean, be kind, don't be cruel, be positive, don't be negative. And you set up an artificial law that's not aligning with universal laws. There are idealisms of society, as Alistair McIntyre said in his brief history of ethics, that humans love to make up laws that nobody lives by. They try to, but they can't sustain them. They're non-sustainable. They're kind of fantasies that people who've been wounded, who set the laws, are trying to protect themselves from their wounds again. And or oppressors like to oppress the oppressed by giving them laws they can't live by, so they feel guilty, so they're easier to control. So universal laws, if you run your life by those and understand their relationship to your function, you're not going to violate them, and you can then structure laws or functions of your life that's something that's sound and livable. But if you set up a fantasy law that's not going to be lived, you're just going to set yourself up for a lot of drama. And for instance, if you try to be only one side, only positive, never negative, only kind, never cruel, only giving, never taking, always peaceful, never wrathful, always considerate, never inconsiderate, and try to create this moral idea of only one side, well, I guarantee you within a short period of time, you're going to find that you didn't quite live up to it. And I did a really beautiful research project done on that for 2 years one time, and just to prove that. We have built-in homeostatic mechanisms inside our psychology and physiology to guide us back into balance, not one-sidedness. So universal laws demonstrate that balance and conservation, but that human laws sometimes like to defy that, or try to anyway. So when you're following the principles and laws of your life, my advice is to study the human laws or the human rules that really do abide by universal law. You know, the ancients tried to create, they believed that there was a logos, a divine plan that the universe was designed by, and they were trying to create rules that helped you follow that. The only problem is that they sometimes would hit it with it, and it would match universal law, and other times they would make some things up based on their own past wounds and avoidance mechanisms. And you've got an amygdala area of your subcortical area of your brain that's trying to avoid a pain and seek a pleasure. And you've got an executive center of the brain that's able to embrace the two sides of life. So if you're setting goals that are based on the balance of the two sides of life, those are obtainable. But if you're actually letting your amygdala run your life and trying to get rid of half of your life and try to only get one side of your life, that's unobtainable. So there's a difference between universal laws to live by, which are more conserved and balanced, and they don't get violated. And if you live according to them, you don't violate those laws and you fulfill your maximum potential. You actualize your potential, as Aristotle said. But if you try to live by some artificial law that's not based on something that's really objective and something that's demonstrated, then you're going to frustrate yourself because you're now expecting to go against what's true. So pay close attention to your life and watch out for the fantasy idealisms you impose on yourself. Make sure there's something that's obtainable. You know, the desire for that which is unobtainable is a source of human suffering. And the desire to avoid that which is unavoidable is a source of human suffering. And that's, I'll give you a classical example. You meet somebody, you put them on a pedestal, and you minimize yourself to them, and you infatuate with them, and you sacrifice you to try to fit into their life for fear of loss of them. Now you're expecting to live in their values, and you won't be able to, because you live according to your own values, not theirs, according to your own perceptions and voids that you've accumulated that determine how you perceive the world. And if you expect yourself to live outside your values, it's not going to happen. And your values are built out of universal laws. They're built out of the things that have been misperceived and are trying to bring you back to homeostasis so you can be a self-actualized being. And the same thing if you resent somebody. You're going to want to change them and try to fix them to get them to live in your values. Again, it's not going to be sustainable. It's futile. So trying to live in a moral ideal of one-sidedness and trying to get you to live in other people's values or them to live in your values are not going to work. So I'm just making the statement that there are universal laws that apply to human behavior. And when you follow those, your life can be very fulfilling because you set objectives that are obtainable. But if you set up a fantasy, a moral ideal that's one-sided, you're going to end up self-defeating and feeling guilty constantly and wondering what's wrong with yourself. And there's nothing wrong with you. You're just having expectations that are not grounded in universal laws. You've set up an artificial thing set up by some human being that's usually trying to oppress somebody or usually wounded and trying to avoid something in their life. And so that's not the way to function. So the wisest thing to do is to follow universal laws if you want to master your life. If you want to live a more objective and fulfilled, more self-actualized position in life, study universal laws. Universal laws as they apply to human behavior. If you do, you'd be surprised at how fulfilling life can be.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.